Let me ask you something most founders avoid. What happens to your mission when you're not in the room, not on the call, not leading the meeting, not pushing things forward? Does it keep growing or does it slow down? Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. Today, we're talking about the one question that will change how you lead, build, and scale. Here it is. If you stepped away for 90 days, would your organization grow or pause? Most founders don't love their answer because in many cases, everything runs through them, their energy, their decisions, their relationships. That works at the start, but over time, it becomes the bottleneck. Here's the shift. You don't build a nonprofit to run it forever. You build it to run without you. That's legacy. Use this framework: system, story, successor, system. If it lives in your head, it stops when you stop. Processes, workflows, automations, documentation. Everything repeatable should be captured. Tools like donor books help you track donor data, communication, and follow-ups. So nothing depends on memory alone. Story. Your mission has to be bigger than your voice. If your message only works when you say it, it doesn't scale. It should be clear, emotional, and easy for anyone on your team to share. That's how your impact continues, even when you're not the one telling it. Successor. This is the hard one. Who can lead without you right now? Who can make decisions, communicate clearly, and represent the mission? If the answer is no one, that's your next focus. Because legacy isn't built on control. It's built on continuity. Let me say this clearly. If your organization depends on you, it's not scalable. Even your events should reflect this. If everything relies on the founder's presence, growth will always have a ceiling. Platforms like Charity Auctions Today help your team run events smoothly without everything depending on one person. That's leverage. And here's the truth. Letting go isn't stepping back. It's stepping up. You're still leading, just at a higher level. Most founders resist this because it feels like losing control. But it's actually how you gain it. When your systems are strong, your team is clear, and your message is consistent, growth no longer depends on you alone. Your action steps. 1. Answer the 90-day question honestly: would you grow or pause? 2. Document one process that currently depends on you. 3. Start training one person to take over a key responsibility. That's how legacy begins. Tomorrow we're diving into something powerful: how to scale generosity without scaling stress, because growth should feel better, not heavier. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Legacy isn't what you leave behind. It's what keeps working without you. See you tomorrow.